Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This podcast contains adult themes and language. Listener discretion is advised.
Today is November 8th. It was on this day, 30 years ago, that Michelle Lawless lost her life. And it was on this day, 1 year ago, that we announced the start of the Lawless Files podcast. Today I want to remember Michelle. This is a day to remember the 19-year-old with freckles. It's a day to remember the bubbly sass, the life of the party, the jokester, the waitress, the student, the former Girl Scout, the friend. This is a day to remember the girl who loved camping trips, who enjoyed celebrating birthdays. This is the day to remember the girl who wanted to become a nurse to help other people. Today is the day to remember Michelle, who shared her bedroom with her 12-year-old sister. This is a day to remember the girl who relentlessly teased her 15-year-old brother. Michelle's family will never get over today's date on the calendar. Today we remember what they're going through. They shy away from the spotlight. They dislike attention. But they still remember. They still grieve. They still want justice. It's been 30 years. And it's been 1 year since the Lawless Files began. So much of this podcast has centered around the injustice that sent the wrong man to prison. That part of the podcast is essential because it not only sheds light on how our criminal system failed at every level, but it's through that investigation that suspects were identified. It's through the injustice that truth emerged, and where we began to understand why current suspects were not investigated or charged. The evidence of the investigation shows that Mark Abbott was protected. Court statements and on-the-record interviews since then show that information was being relayed to Kevin Williams from the sheriff who led the original investigation. Court testimony from Mark Abbott conveyed that the former sheriff was having phone call conversations with Kevin Williams about the case, even though Farrell was involved in no way with the new investigation into Michelle's murder. Much of this information came to light for the first time in 2018, but the Lawless Files has revealed in much more detail why the original investigation cannot be trusted. I want to take a moment to review some of the progress that's been made in the last year on the case. I'm not trying to brag here. That's not the point. The point is that the case is still gaining steam and that the time is ripe for more people to come forward. So as we remember Michelle today, let's think about what we know now that we didn't know a year ago and come to understand that anyone with information has more reason today to come forward than they have in a long, long time. Notable accomplishment number one. After the Lawless Files posed pointed questions about conflicts of interest to the prosecutor, the investigation was finally handed over to the Missouri Attorney General and the Missouri Highway Patrol. That means that Sheriff Wes Drury, who made some of the initial mistakes in the investigation 30 years ago, is no longer in charge of this investigation. Witnesses no longer have the excuse to withhold information because they don't trust local law enforcement. They can contact the Attorney General's Cold Case Unit or the Missouri Highway Patrol if they have information they were previously afraid to share. Number two, It's now known for the first time publicly that Chantel Kreider, who gave false testimony as a surprise witness, was involved in the same drug ring for which Mark and Matt Abbott were convicted. It's now publicly known that Chantel, a close friend of Michelle's, was married to one of the Abbott's drug-dealing associates at the time of the 1994 trial. This information became known through investigative files obtained by our podcast through a public records request, but Chantel herself confirmed some of this in 2009 when she testified in Josh Keyser's exoneration trial. Number 3. The Lawless Files broke the news that Chief Deputy Tom Beardsley not only suspected Mark Abbott for Michelle's murder and was immediately taken off the case, but he had offered to investigate Josh Keyser's alibi and was prevented from doing so by Sheriff Bill Farrell. Beardsley told us on the record that he left his job as Chief Deputy after seeing how the department was handling this murder investigation. Number 4. The Lawless Files reported that private investigator documents stated that Bill Farrell and Mark Abbott's father, Larry, both questioned a man rumored by multiple sources to have disposed of the murder weapon. This alleged visit by the former sheriff and Mark Abbott's father occurred after two witnesses approached Bill Farrell, saying they were told the wrong man was in prison for Michelle's murder. In both those cases, the witnesses, Ron Burton and Kathy Fowler, were told by Farrell that they had the right man in prison and that the case was closed. Number 5. The Lawless Files reported information on the record from attorney David Rosner that he saw checks signed to both Bill Farrell and Kevin Williams from the same company when he represented a plaintiff of a sexual harassment lawsuit against Norman Lambert in 1996. Rosner claims the business was not legitimate. Number 6. The Lawless Files spoke to a former news reporter who says Bill Farrell, weeks before the trial, told her that Michelle and Josh Keyser had met at a party. That information was only otherwise presented by surprise witness Chantel Kreider, who testified she only realized the identity of Keyser when sitting in court, and that the revelation had just occurred to her that she'd seen Keyser argue with Michelle at the Halloween party. Number 7. Just a few weeks ago, a new source came forward saying that when he was a child, he saw Michelle with one of the Abbott twins and Kevin Williams, adding to existing statements that Michelle knew or was dating Mark Abbott. Though this source had not listened to the Lawless Files podcast, he mentioned this interaction with friends who told him he should reach out to the Lawless Files. We have recorded an interview on the record with this witness, but we are waiting to publish. With permission from the source, the Lawless Files shared the information with the prosecutor for appropriate follow-up. Number 8. Several days ago, another Lawless Files follower reached out. This follower told us that a new witness, like others we've mentioned on the podcast before, heard Mark Abbott confess to the murder of Michelle Lawless. The source, who is very credible, did not divulge the name of the witness, but the source has been put in touch with an investigator on the case. The witness's statement to my source confirms key testimony given by another witness. The new witness, who told my source he was willing to share information with the investigators, would bring the number to 7 who have said they witnessed either Mark Abbott or Kevin Williams confessing to the murder or having knowledge that implicated one or the other. I'm aware of others who have the same information. The actual number of people who heard confessions could be much higher, but 7 represents the number of people the Lawless Files has spoken to with such knowledge. So it's November 8th. It's been 30 years. Information continues to come to light. And so I'm going to make a prediction today, on this day that we remember Michelle Lawless. I'm your host, Bob Miller. You're listening to The Lawless Files.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
My prediction is that charges are coming. I believe that, and I have good reasons to believe that. Now, charges don't mean a conviction. Charges don't represent justice. But we have 7 people that have heard confessions. A suspect in the case has changed his story or made conflicting statements more than a dozen times. Physical evidence contradicts Mark Abbott's story. We have new investigators on the case. We have new attention on the case. We have a new prosecutor who knows the history of this case, and he begins his first term in January. So yeah, I believe charges will come. I also believe a conviction won't be easy. Which is why today, on this anniversary, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I want to direct my words to some specific individuals. I won't name them, but my guess is they're listening. To the person I have texted and talked with on the phone, who denies knowing what was written in the report that I found, you really should come forward. You know you told the private investigator about what happened after the murder. You and I both know that report wasn't fabricated. In fact, other people have told me you know what happened that night. You remember the words from Marvin Lawless? It's never too late to do the right thing. Unload the burden you carry, the truth you hold. It's been 30 years. Your information could seal the deal. Do it for the college girl. Do it for the 12-year-old sister who shared the bedroom. Do it for the mother who still hasn't removed Michelle's photos from her daughter's closet door. Do it for yourself. People will understand why you've kept the secret for so long. You tried to share it once. Today is the day to do the right thing. Again, people will understand why you were afraid. As we get older, we get smarter, wiser, and even braver. You still have time to do the right thing. But if and when the entire story comes out and the truth begins to unfold, you can look like an accomplice or a hero. It's been 30 years. It's never too late to do the right thing. To everyone listening today who has knowledge of what transpired on this day 3 decades ago, this is on you now. I'm speaking to all these gangsta types who observe this code not to snitch. Today is the day to acknowledge the suspects in this case are already snitches. They've already broken that code, and they have no reason to be protected by it. I'm talking about a small teenage girl here, less than 5 foot tall, less than 100 pounds. She was beaten over the head, then carried by multiple men, and shot 3 times. Whatever machismo reasons you have for keeping secrets, know that the men who killed Michelle are cowards. And if you continue to withhold important information about this case, then you're a coward too. It's never too late to do the right thing. Today is the day to do it. To those of you listening who know information but may be afraid to come forward, it's time that you understand that several key witnesses have already come forward. And they continue to do so. And they're all still alive. The more solid information that comes forward, the faster charges will come. It's time. It's been 30 years. Today is the day to speak up. If you have heard information directly from suspects or have solid, legitimate information about this case, add your name and information to the list. There's power in numbers. It's never too late to do the right thing. Today, like each of the last November 8th since 1992, is a day to grieve the absence of Michelle Lawless. The best thing that many of you can do today to acknowledge the hurt and suffering of Michelle's family and friends is to do the right thing. Share what you know. It's never too late. I'm your host, Bob Miller. Thank you for listening to The Lawless Files. I have a special ask for you this episode. If you appreciate what we're doing here at The Lawless Files and trying to bring accountability and attention to some of these cases, please go online and just give us a shout out wherever you can, whether that's true crime groups that you're in or just sharing on your social media page. Please help us spread the word so we can continue this work. The Lawless Files is a production of Leadhound Publishing, LLC. The Lawless Files is hosted and edited by yours truly, Bob Miller. Music by Tyler Grafe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.